Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We definitely want to get to that touchdown, touchdown, touchdown moment.
Mully and all, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
And thanks to Dustino. Thank you,
Dustin. We got Dustin Rhodes here.
Yes. And Kevin, I guess we thank you, huh?
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
That's our guy. And Ray, you are really the straw that stirs the drink.
Thank you, Ray.
Dustin has hoistered. And now we welcome. I don't know why that's so funny. Now we welcome in Danny Connor. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys.
Morning, fellas.
Beautiful day, huh?
Oh, just a
little brisk.
Little bit.
A little.
That's one of the walks that has, you know, I do the walk to the train. It's a little over half a mile, and it's one of those walks that has you mutter to yourself, and then you realize that you're not muttering. You're actually screaming out loud about how cold it is, and people are staring at you as you're walking around. It turns you into one of those just losing your mind.
Yeah, you just have sort of that kind of scowl.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I yell.
I used to love, like, when I lived near the L, just walking under the L, and whenever the train came, I would scream as loudly and as horribly as humanly possible.
Just to let it go?
It would be drowned out. It was just like a therapy thing.
Sure.
Screaming under the L.
Primally, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I share your distaste for the tone of the Bears coach's comments regarding offense and what it means. When you were saying, I guess you sort of asked the rhetorical question of why it bothers you so much.
Yeah.
To hear that. It takes me back to when, for the brief period of time when John Shoup was in charge of the Bears offense after Gary Croton got let go, and we were in training camp. It was one of the first Bourbonnais training camps. And John Shoup was explaining, we have a play for any situation from anywhere on the field that can score a touchdown. And we're thinking, like, well, why don't you run it every time then?
Isn't that every play?
Yeah, that's. And he was
theoretically.
And he kept talking about we at any point we know that play can be a touchdown, and I'm thinking, okay, that's a coordinator. I understand coordinators are crazy and greedy and always focused on the alchemy of solving the next play. That's not head coaching.
But the only other thing that was probably more egregious than that was when Shoup pointed out that one game the Bears actually scored too fast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, that, but you understand that's the kind of thinking that takes over
the
mind of a coordinator. Because when you're play calling, you think, well, I have this and I have that. And if we score too fast,
I couldn't run what I wanted to run.
Oh, my gosh. How can I, you know, again, so that's the way you can see, and then maybe when Nagy speaks, that's what you hear sometimes.
But like you say, who cares if you get it, if somebody drops a ball in the end zone and you pick it up and you're standing there, it's still 6 points.
Any human, right. Yes. If there's a lightning strike and somehow the ball ends up rolling in and your guy falls on it, anything, just score.
It's kind of like who cares how you win.
If the Lions
are playing their backup quarterback and they have injury, it doesn't matter.
Just win.
Well, it brings
just
the question score. Of adaptability in, doesn't it? I mean, whether it's your head coach or your offensive coordinator, and for the Bears, that the same person, can you adapt to make this team a
flexibility.
Solid, well-rounded
Connor,
team?
I think it's flexibility.
Well, it seems the same.
It goes back to like, you know, it was great that he scored on a kickoff. That was great. And
you don't really get a spark
but
from
if
that.
If we had it on offense, then every play would be like, really?
Well,
like,
you know what he means by that. You know he's talking about Mitch. He's talking about Mitch.
Yes.
He's saying that the most important player on our team who's slipping through our fingers right now needs to be the guy to do that for all of our sake.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't look like any of the 8 touchdowns he's thrown have been the touchdown that spurs him forward.
Well, you know? Been eight. We'll I guess see. There's been 8.
Right? Yeah.
It
was
touchdown, three, touchdown, touchdown.
Yeah, it was 3 against the Lions.
They come in bunches, though. They seem to come in spurts.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
3 and out.
You were talking about being a well-rounded offense like that. First downs get you touchdowns, this whole thing, and you know not being a home run hitter, this idea. And it all it made me think of was, my God, this Bears offense has turned into Adam Dunn after he stopped walking.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's what it feels like. It's like Adam Dunn. It's just the strikeouts and the home runs.
True outcome,
and there are no walks anymore. He's not walking anymore.
Three and out or touchdown.
I told you, I was at a game one time, and Adam Dunn was walking up to the plate, and you heard some guy just screaming, "Get it over with!" And then I sat down. I had gotten up and screamed at him. That's how bad it got.
Oh, it was goodness.
Chris, like, why would I care? Get it over with. I was trying to enjoy the game. Oh, there's Adam Dunn. Jack, why don't you just come in?
Did Chris Ronji come down from his perch to talk to you about that?
They came down and gave him a golf cart or something. That was the one. Remember that? After he was done here, they gave him a golf cart.
Oh,
his teammates.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you run him down with a golf cart?
Did he pitch in a game, too? Did he pitch in a game?
Yeah, no, it was a glorious moment.
How much fun is that?
No, it was glorious.
I think he's the only player in MLB history to have pitched and hit 40 home runs in the same season. Something like that. There's some obscure stat. Yeah. Yeah, he is in a hall of one for something regarding that.
Ted Williams pitched at some point in his career, but it must not have been the season.
I think it was the same season
in which he hit 40.
Was he a quarterback at some point in his life?
Adam
Dunn? Oh, yes. Yeah.
He was, like, pretty good, right?
Texas.
If I remember right, he was a freshman at Texas when Major Applewhite and Chris Sims were doing their thing back and forth and having their
And if every their series was either touchdown or interception.
If I remember, I think that's where you were.
Well done. That's very nice.
Yeah, it's really frustrating when to have all of the forces that are pulling at and around the Bears right now, everyone getting back to what the quarterback is not. It all gets back to what the quarterback can't do.
Unfortunately, that's true. And I think when you watch Monday Night Football, you're reminded of that way too much. I mean, every game you watch, I guess you could be reminded of that. But seeing Russell Wilson, who is special every week, and seeing even Jimmy Garoppolo, who didn't have a great game last night, but he has taken the step this season that you had hoped that Mitch Trubisky would take.
He had a little bit of a breakout against the Cardinals. What was that, 2 weeks ago now? Or was that even just last week? A really nice game. Dan and I talked about it a lot. But you're right. I mean, that was that flexible, adaptable head coach that saw what his quarterback could and couldn't do in that one given game against Seattle and made it work for himself. Like, they've been making that offense work all year long.
Just, I mean, I know this is going to be an awful thing to ask, but if you could be Andy Reid, Matt Nagy, if you could have an offense that scored, but you lost games like they just lost, and you lost in the first round of the playoffs, mm-hmm. would Matt Nagy prefer to have the offense that scored and no defense, or actually be a football coach on a balanced team that could win?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the guys who think like that are sort of conditioned to always want to be on the team that scores a lot of points because they feel like they're always going to be able to score one more touchdown than who you're playing. Yeah.
Well, doesn't that come down to, I don't know, I'm trying to think around that. I think I'd rather have the team that scores a bunch of points and is the Andy Reid kind of thing because once you
and
get,
lose to
but once
Tennessee.
You get to a point where you have your franchise quarterback, your elite guy, once you've drafted that appropriately, you can go win the Super Bowl. Like, well, Kansas City was down two offensive linemen. They lost their big dude.
That's what the Rams were thinking last year. That's what the Rams have been thinking. Right. It's like, we got to go get enough guys to shore this up.
But
the Chiefs aren't winning a Super Bowl with that defense.
That's the point.
I don't know about that.
It's a great philosophical argument. I think I do know about that.
I don't know about that.
They're not winning with that defense. Their defense can't stop the run. So when you look at what would you rather have, an offense in Baltimore that has reconfigured its entire scheme around one special player and your quarterback, or Kansas City where you have a special player on offense but your defense can't stop anybody. The Chiefs' defense is not good enough to win a Super Bowl. The Ravens' offense is.
Until he's hurt.
Well, that's okay, though.
And he'll be hurt.
Because, yeah, he will be, but you might have a Super Bowl ring. I mean, that's the thing, though. If he's taking tremendous risk, Lamar Jackson, in every down in every series and every time he runs. But would he be in this position if he weren't that kind of player to take those kind of risks? That's the catch-22. Would you be talking about Lamar Jackson, MVP candidate, if they weren't playing the style that they're playing?
No, of course you wouldn't. His completion percentage just isn't there, but you... I think I still disagree with the idea that Kansas City can't win a Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes is healthy and they get an offensive line back together, which they did not have They absolutely did not have that last week. So grading it that way is a little bit different.
Let me ask you a question. The game last year, Kansas City against the Rams, where it turned into video game.
54-53.
Is that what you want to see in pro football?
What wins?
But I'm just saying, would you rather watch that or would you rather watch boring?
Asking two questions, because what would I rather watch and how would I rather win?
But you're saying,
would you rather win?
Yeah.
Well, no, because you're saying, rather watch?
No, I'm not asking what you want to watch. I'm saying, you're saying that if you have this monster offense, then you can always outscore the other guy. And that's an example of a game where both teams had the monster offense without a lick of defense in the game.
No, that's not true at all. The Rams had two fumble recoveries.
It was because they were...
Okay, let me ask you another question, Connor.
They were juggling the ball and throwing around.
We're drifting from the premise here. Because the premise was, you're asking this question of Matt Nagy. And what do we think would be an honest answer from him,
right,
regardless of what any of us think? Because that really is the question. And here's the thing. Were he asked it, as you phrased it, he would know how to answer it. He would diplomatically sidestep the essence of the question, and he would say, obviously, we'll do whatever we feel we need to do to win the Super Bowl.
But
his heart of hearts.
See, you're right.
See, I think he wakes up saying, when do we get the ball back? When can I call some magical play that completes the Rubik's Cube?
So if you believe at the beginning of the season, you went into the season, you considered the Chiefs offense an elite unit, and you would consider the Bears defense an elite unit at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, when healthy, sure. Absolutely.
Which would you rather coach if you're Matt Nagy? It's always going to be the Chiefs, because even though they have a stinky defense, it's, you know, he'd rather coach
offense. All those fun plays would work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Offenses,
look how cool that one was.
I mean, listen, from year to year, offensive production is more predictable than defense.
Which is the more limiting in your world then, Connor? The Bears offense or the Chiefs defense?
Which is more limiting in terms of
a playoff team?
It's the Bears offense. It's much more.
No way.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think so.
It's so much more limiting.
You're not even in the conversation with the Bears offense.
Three and out.
You guys are ignoring the Chiefs defense really stinks.
Yeah. Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
What happens after the defense gives up a long drive and scores? The Chiefs offense can go down and score.
I don't know. The Bears
cannot answer the question that way. They cannot go return
scores.
That's
an interesting which is worse scenario.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to talk about.
Listen, that's the other thing too. The Bears defense had 36 takeaways last year. They are under that pace by 10.
Yes.
Even if you are a very good defense, if you play in the first place schedule, if you play the quarterbacks that are better, you don't get those turnovers.
I think there's two thoughts on that. I think one, you know, Lovey would preach turnovers, turnovers, takeaways, 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 and somehow they were getting takeaways all the time. So if you obsess with it, it can work.
Well, you give up some tackling, though, because you're always punching at the ball, guys are going to run through you.
No question. But the other element of it is that if you are really being honest about the way football is, the Bears are injured on their defense.
Very.
The ball's not bouncing to them on their defense. The Bears, as a result of their front seven, there are two ways to win a Super Bowl. Great quarterback front four, really. You got to have one of those two things in order to be able to compete. If you have both of them, you're going to win. Go take a look at it. That's how the Giants managed to win against New England and everybody. It's because that front four was absolutely dynamic and they dominated the game. And the quarterback was good enough, made the big plays when it counted. But if you think about Matt Nagy and what he wants to do, he's more interested in having a great quarterback than he is in having the front four. But he's also more interested in having a quarterback do what he wants to do than trying to, as David said, take an offense around Lamar Jackson and win that way.
Right.
He's not doing anything really to win with Mitch. He wants Mitch to win with his scheme.
Yes.
And the result is four and five.
And that's where bad coaching is. That's where bad coaching sits. That's how it arrives in the NFL, is because you're trying to do it from that way. I don't love that because these two teams are the ones we're comparing, we're now dealing with, would you rather have 100% offense and zero defense, or 100% defense and zero offense?
You prefer.
Because I don't want to do it that way either. Like, I'm with you. That Giants team absolutely won that way. And I'm not saying that I would rather have the 100% offensive team. It's really hard to win a Super Bowl that way. I just think you're more likely to do it that way than the other way if those are the two choices.
It's more fun to twist your words.
That was good.
It was a very telling comment, though. They didn't bring me here. I'm not here to run the I formation.
Right.
Drove me nuts.
You're here to win. And if, in fact, that's something you don't push against something that might work. Embrace something that might work. It doesn't mean you're less of a coach, or you just have to try it and make it your own. Do something different with it. He seems like it's somehow a step back or just against his nature. And this to scoff at a given formation is, you're not in a position to do that at the moment.
You know what else bothered me, as long as we're on this topic? When Ryan Pace said to Jeff Joniak that they have a guy, he referred to Nagy as a guy who's played the position and understands the position.
Right.
In the Arena League? Right. I mean, like, really?
I
must have missed the Joe Montana era of Matt Nagy's career. What are we talking about?
And Delaware. Come on.
Delaware. Come on now.
It's Delaware. Blue Hens.
The Blue Hens.
Joe Flacco, right?
Joe Flacco started with Dave at Pittsburgh.
With Pitt, transferred. Beat out Tyler Palco?
Let's ask Dave next week what he thinks about Joe Flacco.
Dave loves him. What have you today?
Kevin Fishbane's going to join us at 10. Darnell Mayberry, who was terrific in the post game after the last game, talking to Lauri Markkanen with a series of direct questions about what's going on. He's going to join us at 10:20. We'll do the midday midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels will lend us his quarterbacking expertise at 11. Paul Charchian will optimize your fantasy team at 11:20. So we are very, very busy, and we're going to start with the in-depth, detailed reporting Rich Campbell and Dan Wiederer did in the Tribune, a forensic look back into how Ryan Pace decided on Mitchell Trubisky. They've got all the receipts. They can critique the process, and it raises a lot of big questions.
I knew you'd like that. All right, buddy.
Have a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.